Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning from the ostentatious studios. We have to spell it now.
No, please don't.
From ostentatious studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM on your radio dial. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. How was your week off?
My week. My what?
The week not away from the radio station. How was
it was
week?
A nice week. The weather was brilliant.
Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday were just gorgeous.
Yes, it was gorgeous, and I very much enjoyed not raking my leaves.
You got your warm up on me right now because I ain't even started it yet. But, yeah. You know, but I'm gonna.
I'm gonna mulch mine. I usually mulch them.
Well, you know, that's a good way. It's also, if you got a lot of them, though, it leaves big clumps.
The only leaves we have are the two trees in the front yard. Right.
There you go.
And they get mulched, whether they like it or not.
There you go.
So in between mulching, I'll be listening to some Irish music via this show.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to be playing some Afro-Celt Sound System, Brian Kennedy, John Whalen, and Eileen Ivers from Joyful Noise, as well as the Villagers. How about you, Farmer?
I want to do some Dire Straits again, some Lunasa, and the Dubliners. That's what I'd like, and maybe something else if I find something.
I hope you do.
I do, too.
So we're going to start off this morning with Nevermore from the Afro-Celt Sound System.
Thank you. tyrant, Targo queen, Targo queen, Marala one, Marlowe slave, Margano ye, Terclave, Rocky to free. Ta, ta, tararun. Targo queen, Targo queen. Marala one, alone shame. Margano ye. Ta, ta, ta.
It was cheerful.
It was a very lovely set.
What we heard last was John Whalen's and Eileen Ivers's Trip to Sky and Derek DeBruin's Reel. It comes from the double CD set we have called Joyful Noise, Celtic Favorites.
Joyful Noise.
Joyful Noise. That's not a new CD. I went into the Big Black Book yesterday instead of the stuff I have in boxes. You know, all the older stuff that's in that Big Black Book. So I took some stuff out of there. And before that, we heard from Brian Kennedy with Tartara Rudin. Nice song in Gaelic. And we started off this set, we started off the show, actually, with Afro-Celt Sound System with their song Nevermore. I really like that band.
I noticed that you play it often enough where you keeps our interest.
And I have 4 or 5 CDs, so likely you will hear more from that. So I'll mention this a couple times during the show, but veterans organizations are having a Dine to Donate. And the Dine to Donate will take place on November 10th between 11 and 12 at Applebee's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the Walmart Mall, I don't know what else to call it out there, Berkshire Crossing.
Berkshire Crossing.
And Applebee's and Berkshire Crossing. And all you have to do is write Dine to Donate on your receipt, and they will contribute a portion to the veterans organizations, including Soldier On, in this community. So that's a Dine to Donate event on November 10th at Applebee's at Berkshire Crossings in Pittsfield. And it takes place between 11 a.m. and noontime on that date.
Oh. So I know, don't Applebee's give the free entree to veterans if you show a DD-214 or something?
Your veteran's ID, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
They have a card for DD-214s these days.
Do they?
I think so.
Mine was so long ago, I don't remember.
Well, I serve a lot of veterans who are your age and older.
I think
they have cards. But nonetheless, what are we going to hear from you, Farm?
Yes, we are going to hear the Dubliners.
Excellent.
The gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were high days in so many, many ways in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Cregan, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, feathered the children, and then trained the dog. And when times got tough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. Inside was a burning pride in the town I loved so well. There was music there in the dairy air, like a language that we all stand. I remember the day that I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life, and I'd found in the town I loved so gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and the damned barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and their guns, oh my God, have they done to the town I loved so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. They will not forget, their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
Late at night, bottles of tea, new kind of colorful dream, and this whole world in the palm of your hand, cause a dreamer gives what a dreamer can. And you feel the force tail coming on strong, and a strong sense that it can't go wrong. And it's a fine line, but you're getting it right on the first day of the rest of your life.
Slide. feels like falling in love on the first day of the rest of your life. The green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. like the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Boy, we really hit the entire history of Irish music, really, with that set. You started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with the town that I love so well. And I have to say that I didn't realize that Luke Kelly, who sung the song for the Dubliners, mm-hmm. recorded it on his own album back after the Definitive Collection. Mm-hmm. And I think, to be honest with you, this one sounded a little bit better than when he did it solo.
His heart was in it.
Yeah.
His heart was in it.
And that was the Dubliner, so.
And you heard from the Villagers with Fevered Dreams from their album The First Day. And last on that set, you heard from Daniel O'Donnell. That's what I mean by we covered every spectrum in Irish music, with an old Irish song, one of the great favorites of his career.
I like that song, too.
Yes. He always opened, I think, and closed his sessions in Northampton with that tune. So, And now we're going to hear from Sean Doyle, The Light and the Half-Light, with his song about Henry Joy McCracken.
Under Belfast mountains, I heard a maid complain, and she vexed the warm June evening with her sad heartbroken strain, saying, woe is me, life's misery is more than I can dream. Since Henry Joy McCracken died on the gallows tree at Donegal, he proudly rose, and he wore a suit of green, and brave though vain at Antrim, his sword ran flashing keen. But when by spies surrounded, his band to Slemish fled, he came unto the cave hill to rest his weary hand. And I watch for him all night long, as in our cot he slept. Next morning through the heather to MacArt's fort we crept. News came from Green Castle of a gunship anchored nigh, and 'twas down by yon clear fountain we met to say goodbye. He says, my dear, be cheerful, for tears and fears are vain. He says, my love, be hopeful, our land will rise again. He kissed me very fondly, he kissed me 3 times or, saying death shall never part us, my love, forevermore. And that night I climbed the cave hill and watched till morning blazed. And when its fires were raging over Belfast lock, I gazed. I spied an English tender at anchor off Garmoyle. But alas, no good ship bore him away to France's soil. And twice that night came a tramping from the old shore road. It was Ellis and his yeomen, false Niblock with them strode. My father home returning, the doleful story told. Alas, he says, young Harry Joy, for £50 is sold. And is it true, I asked of her? Yes, 'tis true, she said. This is the heart that loved him and pressed his gory hand. And every night, pale bleeding, his ghost comes to my side. My Harry, my dead Harry, comes for his promised bride. Now it's on the Belfast mountains this young maid's voice is still. For in the grave they laid her high on Carnamoney Hill. And the wild waves far beneath her play a requiem for the dead. And a rebel wind cries freedom above her weary head.
I walked on a northern shore where the sandy ward sped on before the ocean's blast. The grass ran like lemmings for the dunes high ahead, and I thought it meant like the grass we bend in a driving gale, and scarcely pause to think what makes the wind so strong, or if there's a refuge from the driver's flag. But then I heard the saddest song of the Irish girl, the Irish girl. Her eyes threw a sparkling veil, like like raindrops on a laurel when the moon appears. She sang of her sorrow through the stinging spray, and through the sweet her brine, the salt of tears. I weep for the loss of a love who's gone brooding now in silence as a standing stone. Two sides of a coin, we rolled a battered roll, but in time he chose to leave alone his Irish girl, his Irish girl. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was a couple of reels. Ballinakil reel. A Cayley, really. And the Fowling Peace reels.
Huh.
Huh.
Who'd have known?
You played something in the middle of that for me.
I did. I really did. The Irish Girl. And that was by Lunasa featuring Mary Chapin Carpenter.
And the last song you heard was, the first song you heard in that set was Sean Doyle's version of Henry Joy McCracken. And I want to remind people what I said earlier about the Dine to Donate event at Applebee's in Pittsfield. It will take place on November 10th between 11 and 12. And if you write Dine to Donate on your receipt, some of the money will go to veterans organization in this fair town, including Soldier On's programming here at 360 West Housatonic Street. And I wanted to read something about this day in Irish history. I'm not going to read the whole thing, I don't think.
I feel sorry.
And on the 3rd of November, 1324, Petronilla de Meath, a maidservant to Dame Alice Keiteler, was flogged and burned at the stake in Kilkenny. Such a fun place, Kilkenny. After the first trial to link witchcraft and heresy in either Ireland or Great Britain, Petronilla was accused of helping Keiteler to plot the murder of her husband, John Lapuire.
Ooh.
Keiteler had been married three times before she met Lapuire, and in each case assumed the wealth of her late spouse upon his death. After Lapuire fell ill and later died, his children went to the Bishop of Ossory in Kilkenny, Richard de Ledred, we all know Richard, accusing Keiteler of having poisoned him. Ledred did not look favorably on Keiteler. As it was, she was prosperous, unusual for a woman of that time. But before she could be brought to trial, having been accused of witchcraft and heresy, Keiteler fled to England. Many others were also named, including Petronilla's daughter, Sarah, who had left with Keiteler, and a man named William Outlaw, Keiteler's son. Keiteler was said to have renounced Christ and concocted potions in the skull of a convicted criminal, as you do, made from unbaptized babies and dead man's fingernails. Though she was no longer in Ireland, her property was confiscated and she was excommunicated. Petronilla was less fortunate. She was flogged six times before her execution by burning.
Oh.
Keiteler lived under the protection of Edward III in England. In 1329, in retaliation for Ledred's accusations, she had the bishop's revenue seized, and he too was accused of heresy by the Archbishop of Dublin, forcing him into exile. He sought protection from the Pope and did not return to Ireland until the late 1340s. So, who knew? Now we're going to hear some Cayley.
Thank you.
Was a nice set too, Farmer.
Yes, it was.
Lots of Kaylee.
Yeah.
And Kaylee still. And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. I hope everybody enjoyed our show today. And we will hear from you guys next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.